Hey, Buzz, you hear about the Switch?
He's right over there.
Not that Switch, our Switch, to APG&E.
Well, we can do that?
Customers can switch electric suppliers anytime to find a better rate, lock in pricing.
I don't want new wires. I'm very attached to ours.
Only the part of the bill that covers electricity supply changes.
To APG&E?
People love their flexible, affordable electricity.
Nice.
Learn more at APGE.com.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Ireland's second busiest port in Cork has a massive plan in mind to move itself from the city quays to Ringaskiddy. It hopes the move will boost its already existing traffic of 1.9 million tonnes of freight a year. It also wants to beef up its presence as the only cruise ship berth in Ireland. And the Port of Cork hopes to push for ships that use it to wean themselves off fossil fuels as part of its master plan for 2050, no less. Anne Doherty is the chief executive of the Port of Cork Company and is on the line. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
Now, Anne, tell us more about what you currently own in the Cork area, because you have a sizable footprint already, don't you?
Yes, we do. The Port of Cork operates from six different sites in Cork, one of them being Bantry, but the remaining five are from the City Quays all the way down to the deep harbour of Ringaskiddy, which is around 20 kilometres outside the city.
And you also have a site in Tivoli.
Yes. So the City Quays has the lesser trade now, because obviously the development of the Docklands has seen trade and also vessel sizes and requirements for more land move out of the city. We have a big site in Tivoli, which we currently operate with the container terminal and also other port related businesses. Our plan is to move out of there in the long term so that that area can be developed for housing and businesses, because it's adjacent to the city and it's also connected to a rail line.
You're not thinking small though, are you? You want to move all your ships to a new deep water port in Ringaskiddy. Tell us more about that.
So currently we operate in Ringaskiddy. We have quite a sizable operation. We have a big container terminal in Ringaskiddy. We also accommodate ferry services in Ringaskiddy, and we also have vessels that take dry bulk goods and other bulk goods in through the port in Ringaskiddy. It's our ambition to develop down there further. We are currently building in Ringaskiddy a new berth, which is where the ships come or the vessels come and dock. And that berth is particularly going to support the development of offshore renewable energy, because those wind farms, to build them, needs very significant quayside infrastructure
for
and
those,
space.
The big blades.
Blades and the turbines and all that goes with it.
And you mentioned the City Quay development. You guys own that land. Is that land now sold and is it being developed, or is that still awaiting planning permission?
So we own the actual quay sides. We don't own the land around the quays. That's most of that is owned privately, and on the North Quays, it's owned by Irish Rail. So we're in the process of selling the actual quay side to the City Council, who have amazing plans for public realm to facilitate that waterside development. And some of it has started in Cork. If you came to Cork today, Joe, you'd see two lots of apartment blocks being developed adjacent to the quays on either side, and there are lots of office developments there as well. So it has already started. Obviously, we're still trading on Kennedy Quay and will continue to do so while our customers there need that support. But those customers ultimately will be looking to move as well in order to facilitate those developments in the city.
And who pays for the massive construction that will be required at Ringaskiddy? Will it be your customers or will it be the state?
Well, we're a semi-state commercial company, but this was the secrets in the name commercial. We're fully commercial. So all of our developments, we pay for ourselves off our own balance sheet. We, like any other business, seek funding support from pillar banks, from other institutions. And what we're building at the moment in Ringaskiddy, we're building through a commercial loan from the Irish Strategic Investment Fund. So we don't get state funding. We have to trade in order to develop the value, in order to be able to borrow, like any other business.
Mm-hmm. And the Port of Cork is the only dedicated cruise ship berth in the Republic of Ireland.
Yes, we have a dedicated cruise berth in Cove. For your listeners, Cove is the most picturesque town on the harbour. And it also, I suppose, is very historical in the context of its connection with both the Titanic and the Lusitania. Mm. However, today's cruise visitors don't have those experiences. They have a very positive experience.
Well, hopefully those ships won't go down.
No, they won't. They won't go down. They have a very positive experience coming to that picturesque space, to a dedicated cruise berth. We have about 100 cruise ships. Last year, we had 101 calls, about 166,000 cruise passengers. We do also have some cruise calls coming into Bantry Bay, which we also run. So it's a very important part of the tourism offering for the south of Ireland is the cruise business. But having that dedicated cruise berth makes it very special.
Now, you want to decarbonize the shipping and container industry, or at least do your part. But I'm guessing you wouldn't turn away business from ships, which might otherwise be lucrative for the port, if they're, you know, still belching out smoke in 50 years.
Well, I suppose Joe, everybody is trying to do what they can to decarbonize as quickly as possible. Speaking to the people who run the shipping lines, they're very keen to do the same. They're using as clean a product as possible in terms of their current projects. Lots of them are looking at alternative fuels. And yes, some are also looking at what are the options around using battery power, which would then require us to have facilities on dock to be for those vessels to be able to avail of plugging when they dock. So that's a development piece. Obviously, from a port's perspective, we have, when anything we're building now, we do put in the underground requirements, if I call it that, for the civil work to make sure that we have the capacity to do that in the future. But obviously, we'll be working hand in hand with our shipping lines to ensure that we're ready when they're ready.
Okay.
But everybody is very, very environmentally conscious in this business because of the nature of where we operate and the impact of anything that would damage the environment. Everybody's very conscious of it.
All right. Don't forget to get the planning permission like Dublin Bus did for all the buses up here. Thanks so much for joining us, Anne. That's Anne Doherty, Chief Executive of the Port of Cork Company.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.